This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
That you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And we've been talking about cryptocurrency, trying to get it off of the COVID conversation because, I mean, cryptocurrency is important. And there was just this massive data leak from law enforcement called Blue Leaks, which is surprisingly difficult to find. But among that stuff is details of, like, how the FBI tracks Bitcoin across the darknet and things of that nature. But more interestingly is the IRS attempting to de-anonymize privacy coins like Monero and Zcash.
And failing.
Failing so far, yes. And I imagine they're going to continue to fail simply because of how it's designed. And if they ever do find a way to do it, then the community will abandon those cryptocurrencies and will move on to something else.
Well, if they ever do find a way to do it, then that could de-anonymize thousands of or hundreds or millions of transactions that have happened in the past and could lead to criminal charges for various different people if they can figure out who they are.
That's true. And we don't want that.
No.
So 2020, this is coming to us from Forbes, and the reason I brought this article in is because it's surprisingly balanced and informative. 2012 has been a year with a lot of turmoil, but regulators' attempts to crack down on cryptocurrency has not slowed down whatsoever. People in Australia are receiving tax warning letters. The IRS is hiring consultants to crack down on cryptocurrency tax evasion.
Yeah, I got a threatening letter from them over my Coinbase account.
I have not.
Which I haven't had for 3 years.
A new listing posted on the government's official contracting website on June the 30th shows that the Criminal Investigation Division of the IRS is hiring private contractors to get more visibility into privacy coin transactions used in illicit activities. According to the request for information posted, the CID is looking for technological solutions that will help trace privacy coins, layer 2 off-chain protocol networks, things like the Lightning Network, and sidechains.
Well, I bet there's probably plenty of companies out there who will take as much money as they can get from the federal government.
Chainalysis among them.
Right. I mean, they probably know that they can't crack Monero, but the government doesn't know that. So if the government comes to them and they're like, we'll give you $20 million if you can help us try to crack Monero. And we'll be like, all right, well, we'll try. And they keep, they try real hard to crack this technology and they fail. Well, they still get paid, right? Oh, I'm sorry, we couldn't crack it. We did our best, and where's our $20 million? I don't know. I imagine it could be pretty lucrative for a company that is willing to kind of like string the government along and make them think that they actually, you know, have some sort of chance of doing something.
That's,
I don't know.
That's not a bad business model, man. So privacy coins like Monero, Zcash, and Dash, I never really considered Dash a privacy coin, but
it does have a mixer technology built into it and has from an early point, but it's very, very weak privacy. It is essentially a Bitcoin mixer.
Well, according to Forbes, they allow execution of fully anonymous transactions, which wouldn't be the case if Dash is just basically using a mixer.
Yeah, that's all it is.
This, in contrast to cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, which are not anonymous, privacy coins achieve varying degrees of anonymity by obfuscating the transacted amount, wallet addresses, identity of both the sender and the receiver, and the transaction trail. Full anonymity is sometimes abused for illegal activities such as tax evasion, money laundering, and other non-financial crimes. However, I used Monero extensively these last 2 weeks, just to buy food. Yeah,
right?
Just to buy food, to buy trinkets, right, to buy whatever it is I wanted at the festival.
Yeah, not everything being purchased on Monero is illegal.
Yeah, some people just like the privacy and support the privacy.
And in fact, there would be no way to know what portion of Monero purchases are illegal.
Excellent
because
point.
You can't observe them.
However, it is important to note that these functions are also used in perfectly legitimate activities as well. Anonymous donations to charity, individuals who simply want to transact anonymously, etc. And remember that cash also is an anonymous method of transacting used at scale every day.
Yep, that's the drug dealer's preference.
It is. Based on the RFI posted, which is their thing, for the, you know, looking for help.
Request for information. Or request for inquiry? Or inquiry? I forget.
The IRS will use software created by private contractors to obtain more information on suspicious activity, which, as you point out, is either all activity on the Monero network or none of the activity on the Monero network.
Yeah, if they can break one aspect of it, they can break the whole thing, right?
Right. And they have no way of knowing which transactions on the Monero network are suspicious and which ones are not. The deadline to respond is July the 14th, and private contractors are encouraged to submit bids through emails.
Well, let me say this. They would know, for instance, if they busted a darknet website, which they do from time to time. They will take these sites down. They have some method of finding their hosting services, and that's how they went after the Silk Road and the dozens of sites that have existed and been taken down since then, many of them at the hands of law enforcement. So if they do come across a database of all the users on a given site, you may have thousands of usernames, of which some portion of them may be using Monero. So you could say, because of these databases, you could say, oh, well, such and such a username has this Monero address associated with that username. And they would know that that username had received Monero to that address from the site. And they would know that that username may have purchased, if the site has logs of what, you know, each user buys, they would know that that username may have made a purchase of illicit materials. But ultimately, that doesn't give them a whole lot to go on unless that individual was dumb enough to use, you know, handle Aria Demezzo or something like that, right?
Right.
Like to put some sort of identifiable information in there. Then that could cause something as far as potential action. But that's more of a site security issue than it is a Monero problem.
Yeah, and ideally, a darknet market wouldn't be keeping track of what particular goods were being bought and sold
ideally,
to like users.
They wouldn't, but they still have to for some amount of time. So, for instance, some of the darknet markets will cleanse their log files after a certain number of times or a certain number of days after a transaction is completed. But, for instance, if you're ordering a thing from... You know, and there are legal items on darknets, but if you're ordering a thing from a vendor, then the vendor has to know who ordered the thing, right? Like they have to be able to, converse with that person, receive a message from them with an address in it, and they have to indicate that they have shipped the package to that person. That person needs to be able to log in at some point and see that the package has been shipped to know the status of the sale. So
it sounds like a blind escrow system similar to what is used at local.bitcoin.com could meet this same same goal.
Well, I mean, it's blind in that you don't know who the users are, but they still have to have connections between users for at least the time frame surrounding the actual transaction. After that, some amount of days after that, you could have an automatic log wipe, but still, whenever the federal government comes in and raids the site, they are going to have the data at the bare minimum about the number of transactions that are in progress at that moment that the site was being raided. So there's really no way to avoid that, at least on a centralized system like that. Now, if you are to, for instance, go to a decentralized marketplace like an Open Bazaar, then that does change, how they can attack that system because there is no centralized, data source that they can take down in the case of OpenBazaar.
Right. Well, hopefully they're not doing that. I mean, of course, we know that they are. I mean, the government hates freedom and it hates free markets. It hates everything.
Monero.
Yeah.
Because at least with Bitcoin, they can look and they can watch and they can discern information from the blockchain, and they can chainalysis, which is analyze the blockchain. They can do all that, but not with Monero.
So the language of this RFI suggests that the information is gathered to specifically capture illicit activities and or test suspicious activity already reported by various agencies. That's pretty unclear itself. Also, speculators who trade privacy coins should report their gains and losses for tax purposes without being under the false impression that regulators will not know about that activity.
If you do it on an exchange, they will know.
Yes.
If you don't...
Well, they will know that you...
They won't.
Yes, if you buy and sell on the exchange, yeah. They will know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but don't be that person. 855-450-3733. Just don't be an idiot. This is Free Talk Live.
Maxwell, he was scratching and losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet says, eat the grain. Third vet says, it's the weather. Then somebody said,
VINOVITE.com.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching. The hair stopped falling out. The Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
He gets Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
News from news.bitcoin.com. BTC miners give off a signal of intending to sell. Does this mean a bear cycle? New Zealand police seize $91 million from a Russian exchange operator. Anti-crypto SEC head stepping down, making Bitcoin ETFs more likely. And you can make money by referring people to exchange.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret shaving oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Talk radio that that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733, which is tonight, it's Aria.
Yeah, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And communities can issue their own currency backed by Intercoin. They can choose to inflate the circulating supply to spend on internal projects, or they can choose to tax certain transactions and remove money from circulation. These activities deterministically change the exchange rate of the community's local money to Intercoin without affecting the other communities or the rest of the Intercoin ecosystem. Each community can choose its own policies and openly program them into their coins. Each individual can choose what coins to get and how to spend them with upfront knowledge of what they're getting into. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in the real world. And we think that's important here on Free Talk Live, so important that we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. for advertising. If you also think freedom is important, check out intercoin.org. Again, intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. That's intercoin.org. Now, Conan, you have a game to discuss, but before we get into it, let's go to the phones. We've got Bobby calling from Florida. Bobby, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Are you with us, Bobby?
Bobby? Yeah.
Looks like he is out. Well, thank you anyway, Bobby, for the call. So, Conan, what have you been playing?
Well, have you ever seen that poll, five games that you played as a teenager that basically make you who you are today?
This was a poll?
They were that meaningful. It's kind of a meme. It's like, post your five games that made you who you are today.
Hmm.
And I've separated mine. I have my teenage years, and then I have my young adult years, and then I have games that I'm playing currently, which in that list is very small. My young adult games, my list, I've compressed that down to 10 games that basically I played, and they were so meaningful. They had such an impact on me that I can say that I am who I am today because of these games.
Wow.
I don't think I can say that about any video game.
And I could do the same thing with music, and I could do the same thing with books that I've read and movies that I've watched. I mean, they're just things out there that I just really identified with.
And
vice versa, they basically left an imprint on me. And so the way that I think is because of some of the music that I've read or listened to, or some of the books that I read, or some of the games that I've played. And this is one of them.
Okay. I got to say, I've never connected a video game with, like, having an influence like that. But maybe they have, and I just don't realize it.
Well, I did name myself after a song in a video game.
Yeah.
But whether the video game, the music in that video game certainly influenced me. A lot of it's just breathtakingly beautiful. And I would agree that music and books have played a huge role in who I am.
But you can't make the same connection with any of the games that you've played. What about Resident Evil? Isn't that your thing? Aren't you Miss Resident Evil?
No one else has ever called me that, so I guess not.
All right, this game...
But wait, hold on, before you...
I
think this is an interesting...
We've got good stuff.
This is an interesting discussion, because, like, if you're a big fan of a game, does it really affect who you are, or is it just making it so, like, you like to wear certain costumes at Halloween, and you wear video game t-shirts, or you sort of put the, you know, the logos of that game on you in some way? Is it actually affecting...
Well, I guess in a way, if you're going to buy merch from your favorite... Mm-hmm. producer and wear their game title, your game logo on your shirt, on your chest, well, I guess in a way that has affected the way that you think. But I don't wear other people's clothing. I buy from the thrift store. I don't really care what the logo is. You know how I dress. But I'm actually talking about the way that I form arguments, the way that I think about fantasy in general. The kind of, I like dark fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say that this game has probably helped me in that. I like high fantasy, like the Tolkien kind of stuff, but I'm thinking that this is more meaningful to me, this type of dark fantasy that I'm going to get into.
I'd like to point out that I think the reason that video games have not impacted me as far as my personal growth or anything like that is because, by and large, video games don't contain a moral. Some do.
What do you mean?
A moral.
There's plots.
There are plots, sure, but there's no great, you should be a good person, you should learn forgiveness.
Well, oh, okay, I mean, they may not teach forgiveness
and whatever moral, and if they are in there, they're like Final Fantasy VII, where they're just so confusing and so obfuscated that they might as well not be there. But when you read something like Harry Potter, it's all about courage and friendship and the power of love. Mm-hmm. Or when you grow up listening to like Pink Floyd and A Perfect Circle and Tool and stuff, it's all about love and forgiveness and compassion.
Mm-hmm.
So these things have morals, similarly to Tolkien's Lord of the Rings. But as far as video games, I mean, there's no moral in Resident Evil 2. What is the moral there? Don't create a virus that turns the entire planet into zombies?
What about the games where you have to choose moral things or immoral things? Where you can, like a game like Skyrim, for instance, one of these open massively...
The moral of Skyrim is that the best way to be effective is to steal everything that isn't nailed down.
Yes.
And to sneak around and shoot people in the back of the head with arrows.
Yeah, sneak up to 100 immediately.
You have the choice to go in an evil direction in those games, but you can also choose to not go in that direction. You can play a good character, so you can make moral choices.
But it's significantly less fun to do that. It is. And, I mean, people play video games for fun. So you have the fun, dark path.
Yeah.
And you have the boring, oh boy, well, at least I feel good about myself.
Now you're
path.
A paladin. Well, and then there's other games where you're given some sort of a, there's like a certain branching event that happens in a more linear style game, but whether you're holding on to a character and you either let that person drop or you save them, right? Like there's like, yeah. these moral choices.
It's more of a choose your own adventure kind of thing where you just
I don't mean to say that they don't have moral options within video games, mm-hmm. but as far as moral as it's used in literature, there's no, like an Aesop fable, you know?
There's not necessarily an overarching lesson.
You shouldn't
lesson.
Be greedy mm-hmm. or whatever.
I think there are some games that have that, though.
This game has that.
Okay, let's hear about what it
was. Okay, 20 years old. 1999 is when this was produced. Okay. Black Isle Studios produced it. The name of the game is Planescape Torment. And it is
the same company made like Neverwinter Nights.
Correct. And, it's a very, very similar isometric top-down view based on the Advanced Dungeons & Dragons 2nd Edition rule set. You play as...
The worst rule set ever devised by humanity.
I have never gotten over Dungeons & Dragons' magic system. I hate memorizing spells. I think it's stupid. I like mana.
Well, you could play a sorcerer.
Oh, not in this game, you can't. But yes, if you've ever played Neverwinter Nights, Baldur's Gate, what's the other one? I can't.
Diablo.
Icewind Dale
is what I was thinking. Correct.
Diablo was Blizzard.
You usually have like a main character, and then you can gather companions, and you can add them to your ranks. In this game, there's up to 7 characters or companions that you can choose from. You can only have 5 at a time. You play the Nameless One, who is an immortal, and every time he dies, he doesn't actually die. He comes back, he retains his scars and whatnot, but he's lost his memory. And so you start the game, of course, completely blank slate, tabula rasa. You don't know what's going on, and your whole goal in the first segment of the game is to find out who the hell you are. And you start to realize that you have lived many, many, many lifetimes, and every one of them is different.
Tell us more about this Planescape Torment. In just a moment, this is Free Talk Live.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and Fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
The monetary evolution comes to Las Vegas. Crypto Vegas is a one-day event featuring some of the brightest and most innovative minds in blockchain technology. Juan Galt, Anastasia Sergeyevna, Lynn Ulbricht, Jim Bell, Elise Sam, Float CEO Kingsley Edwards, and more. Tickets start at $20.20, and you can save 10% on VIP tickets using code FTL at CryptoVegasConference.com. July 18th, join Free Talk Live at CryptoVegasConference.com.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump at a White House event with First Lady Melania said his administration would be putting pressure on governors to reopen their state schools in the fall.
We want to reopen the schools. Everybody wants it. The moms want it. The dads want it. The kids want it. It's time to do it.
President Trump pointed to the American Academy of Pediatrics study, which was represented at the event, and repeatedly has urged officials to let students be physically present at school. The president also spoke of the number of items that have been brought to the table by his administration.
When you look at education, my administration has approved $13 billion for state and local education. We've approved over $6 billion to support colleges and another $6 billion in emergency grants to students, very importantly. We waived standardized testing requirements, deferred federal student loan and interest payments.
This is USA Radio News. The Trump administration submitted an official notice of withdrawal from the World Health Organization to the United Nations Secretary General after President Trump for weeks had blasted the WHO's handling of the coronavirus pandemic and what he calls its pro-China bias. The White House also notified congressional lawmakers of the official removal effective July 2021. Senate Health Committee Chairman Lamar Alexander, the Republican from Tennessee, broke with Trump to condemn his decision, saying holding the WHO accountable should not be done until after the pandemic. And former Vice President Joe Biden said he would rejoin the WHO on his first day in the White House if he is elected. The United States is on a tragic trajectory and closing in on a milestone that seemed unthinkable just a few months ago, the 3 millionth case of coronavirus. There were 2,974,435 confirmed cases as of this morning, and 10% of those were reported just since July 1st. Thanks for spending time with us. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733, which tonight it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And we just got into an interesting discussion about whether or not video games can shape a person and the number of video games with, like, moral overarching moral themes. And, Conan, you say that Planescape Torment has all that, which isn't surprising coming from Black Owl. I mean, they've always been very heavily into story, character progression, yep. Good and evil, and that sort of thing.
Yeah, you have an alignment system for sure. You know, you're chaotic, evil, good, neutral, the whole nine, and actually you are received differently according to your alignment.
Certainly.
It is incredibly heavily. This is one of the heaviest story-driven games that I've ever played. Where I mean, I've spent an entire hour just having a conversation and reading through all of the different,
Is this
options.
Recently or like when you were younger, you would do this?
I did beat the game in 2000. And then I tried to play the game again and I had difficulty getting it running properly. Now I'm playing the Steam Enhanced Edition, which has just fixed everything, and so I haven't had any issues at all. It's seamless. Recently I've spent an hour basically having a conversation with someone.
Well,
and trying to figure out the best way to proceed, or just discovering, you know, it's like reading a damn book. I mean, it is that good. If you don't like reading, this is not for you. If you like nothing but action, action packed to get to the next zone, this is not for you. This is a story driven. It's not text based. I mean, but it's
That's weird to me, man. Because I grew up on these kind of games as well, and I didn't mind all of the text then. But one of the issues I had when I went back to the Baldur's Gate Enhanced Edition, which was also made by Black Owl and similarly released on Steam, the text, reading through all of that text, I just could not force myself to do it.
Did they? One thing that I really liked about this Enhanced Edition is they enlarged the font, so you can actually read what's in front of you instead of, you know, because it has been increased to widescreen, and so it's a lot prettier. But if you were reading the original font, I mean, you'd be up there with a magnifying glass. It would be very difficult. So the font has been increased. So it's if you don't like,
I don't know. I haven't tried it on my PC. I played it the mobile version that I bought from the Google Play Store, I think.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's the same one that's on Steam now.
Yeah.
It's never actually
huge disclaimer. If you don't like reading, this is not the way.
I love reading.
This is a game. This is a game where you play the game you really do play the game the way you want to.
And I love reading.
And
but
you can get
me,
out of and you
for
can
the
get
last
out of
10 years. Reading and video games have been entirely different activities.
Right.
There was a time when they were merged together, but for me, they've since taken their own paths. If I'm in the mood to read, I'm going to grab a book.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm in the mood to play a video game, I'm going to play a video game.
This is definitely a mixture of the two, and I appreciate the combination. It's satisfying. You get to see visuals, and they're magnificent. By the way, the art style is, you know, I don't know, it's almost like Clive Barker / Dr. Seussian. It's just got this, you know, everything has got points, and it's just wild. I mean, it's a wild atmosphere. And by the way, I just brought up Clive Barker because between this time, probably about in 2010, I read and discovered one of my favorite books is Clive Barker's The Magicka. And now playing this game again, I realize the similarities. I'm thinking some of the developers, some of the artists behind this game must have liked the book as well, because good, nice similarities.
What brought you back to this game after 20 years? Why, you know, did you just happen to see that they made a remake?
Well, I tried to play it a couple of years ago, but I couldn't get it to run as smoothly as I would have liked, so it wasn't fun.
You tried to play the original.
I still own the original. I tried to get it working on my Windows 10.
Yes, I can see why you did not have fun with this.
Well, now Steam, I'm not sure who it is on Steam. And by the way, it's 50% off right now. You can get it for $10 if you wish to on Steam. I tried the enhanced version. I think I got it for like 80% off, so maybe $2 or $3. And I'm like, I'll get that. And then, of course, I loaded it up. Oh, wow, yeah, bringing it back. And think about nostalgia.
Well, hold on. Tell us more about it in a second. Let's go to the phones. We got Stephen from Ohio who wants to weigh in on this discussion. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I was going to bring up the idea of video games kind of shaping a person and one's belief. You know, two of my favorite games growing up.
Are you in a restaurant?
I am not in a restaurant. If it is loud, I apologize. I can turn it down just a bit, but I have a terrible microphone.
Okay. You're good, man. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
All right, so two of my favorite games growing up were Red Faction for the PS2 and Half-Life 2 on the Xbox. And these were two games that had a strong narrative of resisting authority, if you're familiar with either of these games. You know, there were oppressive regimes and bodies coming down upon people. And, you know, I kind of had an impression early on that it was heroic for Gordon Freeman or, you know, Parker from Red Faction to stand up against these kind of forces. So there are video games with kind of, you know, libertarian undertones that aren't really talked about much. But also the idea of, like, a moral, like, in this, you know, traditional way. There's one example that pops out to me, and that's Grim Fandango, if you've ever heard of that game.
I've heard of it, but I don't know anything about it. Wasn't that LucasArts?
Yeah, never played it.
Yeah, it was a game where basically this guy, his name is Manny, he dies, and there's like a limbo world between our world and the afterlife, and he basically has to sell travel packages for people to get to the afterlife so he can go to eternal rest. And one line that kind of sticks out at the end is like, the whole point of the game actually is to kind of make you not fear death so much because of what he's going through. And at the end, you know, he says this line that's still kind of... poetic to me, which is nobody knows what's going to happen at the end of the line, so just, you know, kind of enjoy the trip, you know.
Mm-hmm. Good advice.
I love that.
You know, but, I'm disappointed in myself because I've always been a fan of the Ultima series, and they were the ones who invented morality systems in video games.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just completely been sitting here talking about how video games lack this sort of thing when they developed an entire gaming legacy that is built on morality systems.
Yeah, maybe we just don't give games enough credit, even though they have, over the last two decades, surpassed Hollywood movies as far as their budgets and the amount of money that they are able to make. I think it's the amount of money they're able to make. I don't know if all of their budgets are larger than Hollywood films, but they're big, big monies behind this this game. Big development times, big teams. I mean, we're talking about the larger titles. Obviously, there are still small titles done by small groups, if even individuals, but just talking about the money that these guys pull in, and they are writing really, you know, good stories these days, right? Like, a lot of games now are less about gameplay and even more about the story. It seems like there's been almost a shift over the years in more story being involved in games than ever before. I mean, if you go back to the 1980s with the Nintendo Entertainment System, or further back with, you know, the Atari 2600, I mean, you literally had little blocks on the screen. There was no real story of which to speak to go along with those games. But nowadays, there are very, very detailed characters and environments, and almost to the point of photorealism. I don't know if you've seen any of the tech demos coming out for PlayStation 5.
Saw that one.
You're referring to the Unreal Engine or whichever one it is?
Yeah, and what makes it exciting is, like, this is what the full motion video kind of games of the early 90s wanted to be, right? And it's like, we're getting to such a point where, you know, we can get what we wanted, you know, back then, you know, when they were putting out things like Night Trap or Sewer Shark, and we're getting what they were trying to do. But what makes me upset is video games, despite the fact that they are bringing in more money than Hollywood movies and the budgets are almost as big, are still not taken as seriously, right? You know, people that sit around and play video games are looked at as more of a loser than somebody that sits around and watch movies.
I don't know that that's the case any longer. I think that was maybe the case 15 years ago, but I'm thinking a lot of us, I mean, what's the average gamer age? Is like 40 now?
Probably 40.
I don't know about 35. The average gamer age, but just about everyone I know plays video games at least occasionally.
Yeah.
I don't know anyone who continues to look at it like, oh, you're a gamer?
I know, right? It's cool to be so a nerd these days.
Well, I mean, they're not nerds. I mean, a lot of these are playing like Call of Duty and other, you know, bro frat games like that. Crap like that. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And I want to say thank you to CleoCat, who is tonight's amplifier, a gold-level amplifier, which means that CleoCat chooses to give $10 per month to the AMP program. Of course, we don't require that. You can find out more information about it at amp.freetalklive.com. To join it, all we ask is $5 per month, and we use that money to advertise, market, and promote. Free Talk Live, hence his name. That's amp.freetalklive.com to find out more about it. You can get a number of cool little perks, like an amp-only call-in line, an amp-only chat on Discord, and there's an amp-only Facebook group. It's pretty cool. And again, we use it strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. So if you like the show, if you want to help us get on more radio stations, to get out there for more ears, for more people to listen to, then sign up for the AMP program. CleoCat, thank you so much for your contributions, and we hope you continue amplifying the show as long as it's there. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. We've got What's the Frequency Kenneth calling from Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I was just calling to let you know that I stopped wearing the mask at Costco, and you can too. I don't know, you guys don't have a Costco around there, but we do here in Colorado and pretty much all around the country. They're one of the few places that requires a mask. In fact, none of the places I usually go require a mask around here. And I went, the gal at the door gave me a bunch of trouble about...
You're breaking up a bit.
Man. I wanted to hear the story.
Kent, you still there?
He's gone.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. He's back. Are you there?
And he's gone.
He's gone.
Well, thank you.
He's there. Okay, so you were saying they gave you a hard time on the way in, and then we lost everything else.
Yeah, they gave me a hard time, and I said, well, I'm not wearing it. It doesn't work. And then I just walked past a gal, and she chased me down, and the manager said, well, yeah, we got to win.
You're breaking up so badly.
We tried.
Sorry, man. I wish we could have heard your story.
Terrible connections tonight.
It sounds like he stopped, too, to actually, you know, talk.
Yeah. Yeah. So unfortunate.
You know, I got to say, I wish that when asked this question about video games, like, you know, which ones had an impact on you in some sort of meaningful moral way, I wish that I could just be like, boom, this one game. Because I've played...
Sit down and, first of all, cut it up into segments. So I did my teenage years, and then I did my young adult years, where I'm actually paying taxes and stuff and working for a living. And now I have... just kind of whatever I'm playing these days, which is a very small list, by the way, because I'm just not really, you know, everything, you know, everything's been done under the sun, and I'm not really, I'm not really amused any longer.
That's an excuse that, quote, creators use in order to avoid being creative. Humanity's barely been making art for 10,000 years. We're supposed to exist for billions of more years. Can you imagine how bleak those billions of years would be?
That's why we only live for 100 years.
But Harry Potter just came out. That was new. That was original. That was fresh. There's new rock music.
It's fresh to you.
They say there are no new ideas.
There is no new ideas.
Yes, lazy people looking for excuses to rehash the next Madden game.
I'm not talking about publishers. I'm talking about my opinion. I'm starting to see...
And I'm telling you,
they're all just the hero
I'm starting to see repeats, Arya. You're, what, 10, 15 years younger than me? Trust me, you'll get to me.
It's
you'll get to my age,
story
and you'll be like,
I've seen it.
They do all largely share the same theme, but it would be disingenuous to pretend that, you know, Harry Potter and the Hercules stories are the same story.
Well, I never said that, but I mean, they do, there's always...
Harry Potter's not the first warlock, or the first wizard, or whatever.
He's not the, he was the chosen one, unless you go with another theory. Destined to fix all the ills, all the problems in Hog, or not Hogwarts, but the England, at least England, where they're at. That's been done before. You got to save your character, a messiah, who is extrapolated
until it's as general as it can be, and say, look, there's no difference between Harry Potter and the new X-Men movie, right? But when we're talking about specific creative things... You can't just go, oh, well, it's about a character who does a thing, therefore every movie is exactly the same.
And that's,
it has a character, and the character did a thing.
Which is why I bring this game up, because it is so bizarre, and it doesn't follow the same high fantasy tropes where you got elves and magic and, you know, you got a ring. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've got bizarre creatures. You've got demons, and you've got deities. You've got succubi. You have this weird environment. It's built on planes, so you have more than one, like, parallel worlds, and they're all connected at this, like, belt, this hub, which is the city of Sigil. So you've got, this is just strange ideas that I don't see, this doesn't get repeated a whole lot. For whatever reason...
But it was done by Dungeons & Dragons as early as the first edition.
Well, they used the rule set.
Yeah.
But, I mean, when you get into the story, now you're starting to see some strange oddities. It's like, wow, I've never seen this before. This is... I can see that you have your main character who's going to... He's going to save the day. He's going to be the hero or the anti-hero. But it's the setting. And I think that's where this game really shines. It's something different. It's something new and fresh. And I'm really sad that I don't see more of it. This is a 20-year-old game, and I just haven't really seen this repeated. They haven't even tried to remake it or anything. Well, actually, they did. The Tides of Numeria is the next Torment, which was a crowdfunded game that just came out a couple years ago.
Well, what would you say is the distinction between this dark fantasy of Planescape and the dark fantasy of, like, the Witcher series?
Witcher series is based on our... mythology, or not our mythology, not United States mythology, but
Scandinavian
mythology. So it's ideas that you've already heard before. If you read the first two short stories of The Witcher, he's pulling all kinds of Aesop's fables. Who are the other guys? Grimm's brothers. The Grimm's brothers.
Mm-hmm.
He's just tearing those fairy tales apart. It's like, I know this story.
Well, that's
you're totally ripping this off.
Yeah, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. So, for instance, a game that I enjoyed in the last decade was Red Dead Redemption, not first person, but single player game that was out for all the major game systems, the PC, and it basically takes all of the Western tropes and plot points yep. and exciting scenes, and it just cobbles them all together into what is purportedly an original story. But as you're playing the game, you know, and I'm by no means am I a Western fanatic, but I do enjoy some Westerns, and I have seen a number of them over the years. And as I played that game, I'm like, oh, this is like that scene yeah. from The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Or this is like that scene from, you know, this other Clint Eastwood movie or whatever.
Yeah, nostalgia is powerful, man.
And you know, it wasn't so much like that I liked it because it was nostalgic. I would have liked it had I not enjoyed, or had I not been aware of it, the source material. But because I was aware of the source material, I was able to pick it out.
It helped it. And the light bulb was constantly going. I was like, oh, I made the connection. It's like Easter eggs.
And say, you know, oh, well, this is fun because I can play the movie that I enjoyed as a kid or whatever. Now I am actually in this game, in this scene that is markedly similar to the actual film that I watched. And so they've managed to make it so you can now play in some of these classic scenes in a way. And that's kind of cool, but it's not original necessarily.
And, you know, I'm wondering how many of these kids who haven't seen those spaghetti westerns like mm-hmm. we did, or even further back, who made the same connection, or they thought, like Aria, that she was experiencing this for the first time. Like, this has never been done before. And in actuality, it's been done 100 times.
I can give you one video game where what it's done had never been done before, okay. and I would recommend you try it. Dragon Age 2.
What has not been done before?
I couldn't get past the first hour. Tell me about it.
Well, you have to. It is the first actual role-playing game that has ever been made. It's not about building up stats. It has all of that. All of those gameplay mechanics. But it's about, you're not a chosen one. You're not a hero. You're just some character thrust in this crappy situation trying mm-hmm. to do the best you can mm-hmm. as the world sort of melts around you. Mm. And people hated that about Dragon Age 2 so much that when its sequel released, Dragon Age Inquisition, they made you literally the chosen one, the herald of Andraste. Right? They went full reverse because people hated it. They wanted to be another hero saving another world from another
the
big bad
old
guy.
It's fulfilling to be the savior,
That's
to be the
what
messiah.
It is, but it's... Dragon Age 2 is markedly different.
That's why it's hard for me to play role-playing games anymore. Not only because the time invested is always so high. I mean, they're just long games. Yeah. But just because they're all so similar. It's like, oh, you're the young teenage boy coming of age, and here you are saving the world from another, you know, evil thing, some sort of evil force or evil man imbued with an evil force or whatever. And it's just like, what are they going to do that's different this time?
Well, in this game, in this game, you play an immortal, and you can't die.
All right.
And in some instances, you actually want to die in order to move the game forward.
Name the game again.
Planescape Torment, the enhanced edition. You get it $10 right now on Steam. It's text. You got to read a lot. If you don't like text, do not go.
Yeah, that's where you lost me. But anyway, thanks for listening. Head on over to the website to check out the archives. Come back more than 10 years. You can find all of that at freetalklive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.